Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit presents Sunday Conversations with Dion Nichols of Live Your Best Life for You.
Hello, hello. It is Sunday Conversations with Dion Nichols. That's me. So happy to be here. Hope everyone's having an awesome day. I just thought I would get on here because I had a moment recently where I was a bit stuck in overwhelm. And I know it all happens to the best of us, even us coaches, just to put it out there, we don't always have it handled. So like any other human being, we're always a work in progress. So recently, I was stuck in a bit of overwhelm around my YouTube channel. And it just inspired me to want to bring this to others who, as we know, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're looking just to take on something new, when there's a task at hand, it's very easy to get caught up in a cycle of overwhelm. So I'm coming to you with three tips that I think will be helpful, definitely that either I've employed with my coaching clients, or in this case where I got support and I found it really, really helpful. So here we go. Three tips to disrupting overwhelm to take hold of your destiny. All right. So number one, reach out, speak it out loud to a mentor, a coach, a colleague, anyone that you trust who can give you a fresh perspective. It was so interesting because I was getting stuck in a spiral of overwhelm around my YouTube channel. And it was something so simple that was the breakthrough for me in terms of what my coach offered me. Because I was kind of getting all caught up in the idea, I guess, of it being polished. And so that brings in a whole idea of, okay, I have to create, you know, get guests and involve production and all of that. And really and truly, all it really means is me to be able to just generate consistent content is just hopping on, you know, it doesn't have to be so polished, you know, and just, you know, this is what really resonated with me. You know, again, it can be something so simple, but until you speak it out, right, to get a new lens on things. She simply said to me, my coach simply said to me, Dion, just be free. That was the game changer right there. Just be free. Bring more of your authentic self to your channel. And there you have it. And then I was like, wow, that's it right there. And now I'm fully exhilarated, you know, just opened me up to possibilities, right? So I highly suggest, you know, when you do feel you're getting into a place of analysis paralysis, find someone you trust to speak it out and hash it out. Number two, you want to map it out, map your overwhelm cycle out, however. So we all have one. We all know how it typically goes, right? So you have the task at hand, right? We normally know how it starts and then how that overwhelm will escalate, you know, as we move along. So actually outlining, you know, what happens next? So what triggers and then what happens next? And then what happens next? And just keep going. And you will literally have that the entire wheel mapped out. It may start with an idea. Then you start, you know, rehearsing it in your mind. And then with all the thoughts coming at once, you start to get maybe a bit of anxiety. Then from there, you might actually just walk away from it and start procrastinating and doing, you know, I love to do housework, you know, when I want to not deal with the thing at hand, you know, so you can literally map it out. And then the beautiful thing is once, and that's the whole thing around the not knowing. So once you're clear on how it goes for you, now you can see where you can disrupt it. And the earlier you can disrupt it, the better. And the way you disrupt your overwhelm cycle is just by doing something different than you normally would, right, on the cycle. So very key there is mapping out what your overwhelm cycle looks like and then breaking that up with new action, all right, in order to create new possibility. So that's number two. Number three is actually taking the task and breaking it down into smaller steps. So when we tend to look at the project on a whole, it tends to be very complex. You feel like there's a lot of moving parts. For example, you may be looking to create a course and you're thinking about, okay, I've got to create the curriculum, the content. Then I've got to make sure it's marketed. I've got to have a sales funnel. So all of that starts to just take over, right? So the best thing you can do is actually, I love that famous quote, you know, how do we eat an elephant, right? One bite at a time. So whether you need to, you know, grab hold of an expert to actually help you, you know, break that down, you may do it on your own, but literally taking that project and breaking it down into smaller bite-sized pieces that's more easily digestible. And that way you're making steps towards the bigger project, but in a much more manageable way. Now, those are the three tips, but we can't forget, at the end of the day, we need to be held accountable. So going back to who's that trusted person in your life, for example, colleague, coach, mentor, advisor, it could be creating blocks of time in your schedule to ensure that may be enough for some. So whatever will be supportive to you to make sure you hold yourself accountable, because that will be key, right? So just to sum it all up, to conquer the feeling of overwhelm, you want to first and foremost, get it out of your head. So get it out. That's number one. Number two is break it down. And number three is map it out. So get it out of your head. You want to speak it aloud. Get a fresh perspective. Because a lot of times it can be something so simple that can unblock you and unleash you. Number two, break it down. Take the actual task at hand and break it down from a big complex thing down to manageable bite-sized pieces. And number three, map that baby out. Map out your overwhelm cycle, right? That survival mechanism that we have, that fear of the unknown, that's what wants to keep us stuck. So the minute you get clarity, right, you're no longer a slave to it, right? So now once you're clear on how it goes for you, your overwhelm cycle, now you have the opportunity to actually look at where you can disrupt it. And the sooner the better. And that way a lot less time and money is wasted, resources, a lot less bashing of yourself because you haven't gotten it done because you've disrupted it earlier than later. And don't forget to keep yourself accountable. All right, folks, I'm going to send you off into the world. Hopefully that supported you. I wish you a beautiful day full of everyday miracles. And guess who's hosting the inaugural The Sip NYC on June 12th? Yep, that's me, Dionne Nichols, where we'll be highlighting Black-owned wine and spirits companies. I'll be your MC for the night. Enjoy tastings, good music, good food, some of my fireside chats with industry leaders like Sunshine Foss, the owner of Happy Cork in Brooklyn, New York. Get your tickets now. You can visit my website, Live Your Best Life for You, or go directly to thesipnyc.com for this exclusive event. See you there. And if you'd like to learn more, never hesitate to reach out. You can contact me on liveyourbestlifeforyou.com. Visit my website. You can also follow me at Dionne Nichols on Facebook and Instagram. Definitely check out my YouTube channel, Live Your Best Life For You. But yes, always here to support and help. Have a great, great day, everyone, full of everyday miracles.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.